With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Courthouses are being told to prepare for possible security threats as the presidential election approaches. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The nation's judges are being warned that courthouses could face security threats as the November election approaches. The warning was issued by a top security official in the federal judiciary who noted security concerns related to events and incidents connected to the upcoming election, including recent suspicious letters sent to state officials. Courts were encouraged to discuss potential local threats with law enforcement and review protective measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More than 60 people dead across southeast as the Hurricane Helene came through. Millions are without power. Newport, Tennessee resident Jonathan Wark says flooding from the hurricane forced his family to evacuate, but they waited too long. Had to be plucked out by first responders.
It was very scary. Definitely a scary moment. But as we still have the frame of the house, everything inside, there was probably 3 feet of water on the inside. I mean, everything, we're going to have to throw everything out, restart, but we got a frame. We got a frame and a roof, and that's what matters.
Helene blew ashore in Florida's Big Bend region as a Category 4 hurricane. Hezbollah confirms the seventh senior leader killed in Israeli strikes in a little over a week. The announcement comes as the terror group is reeling from a string of devastating blows and the killing last week of its overall leader, Hassan Nasrallah. Austrians voting in a national election that the Conservative Freedom Party is hoping to win for the first time. It's tapping into voters' anxieties about immigration, inflation, Ukraine, and other concerns following recent gains for conservatives elsewhere in Europe. This is SRN News. A new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows that a solid majority of Hispanics in this country believe abortion should be legal in most or all cases. This fact holds no matter what the religious affiliation of a Hispanic American happens to be. According to the poll, about 40% of them identify as Catholic, about one-third as Protestant or other Christian, and about one-quarter as religiously unaffiliated. The percentage of Hispanics in this country is growing thanks in large measure to illegal immigration. A federal judge has ruled that more than 8,000 Catholic employers nationwide can ignore the Biden administration's regulations aimed at promoting abortion. In a sharply worded order, U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor of North Dakota granted a preliminary injunction to the Catholic Benefits Association and the Diocese of Bismarck. Traynor says a rule adopted by the EEOC in April violates their freedom of religion. This is SRN News. SpaceX launches a rescue mission for the two NASA astronauts who are stuck in space till next year.
Liftoff, SpaceX Crew 9.
Liftoff, Crew 9. Go SpaceX, go Falcon, go NASA.
From Cape Canaveral's Launch Pad 40 in Florida, Saturday expected to reach the International Space Station Sunday evening. SpaceX will eventually bring two stranded NASA astronauts home. Commander Nick Hay.
The Crew 9, unbreakable. We go together.
Also aboard Russia's Alexander Gorbunov, two other astronauts got bumped to make room so that Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who are stuck in space after their Boeing Starliner capsule was deemed unsafe and came back empty, they will finally return next year because of rotation schedules. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, September the 29th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including actor Ian McShane. He's 82. This is SRN News.